8pm, one last round of news with John Baker.
Good evening. Here with your latest RTL Today news, sports and weather, I'm John Baker. Prime Minister Luke Frieden has nominated his fellow Christian Social People's Party colleague and CSV faction president Mark Spouts as the next Labour minister, following the resignation of Georges Michaud this afternoon. In his first remarks following the nomination, Spouts described the role of faction president as a wonderful job, while acknowledging that the new position is a new challenge. But he added, "I await the deliberations made by the different party committees and whether they support the Prime Minister's proposal." Police are seeking assistance in locating a missing teenager. Rihanna Netta Peninato, who is 15, was last seen at 9:30pm on Thursday the 4th of December. She stands between 1.6 and 1.7 metres tall with a slim build, long curly brown hair, potentially tied up in a bun, and dark brown eyes. At the time of her disappearance, she was wearing a black jacket and black Nike trainers. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is encouraged to contact Wiltz Police on 244 891000 or via email on police.arden@police.etat.lu. As part of the National Plan Against Poverty, Family Minister Max Hahn has announced several new support measures during a session of the Parliamentary Committee. From the 1st of January, low-income families with an elderly household member will receive an extra €1,200 per year. From 2027, those with children will receive additional aid too, including €300 per year for each child aged between 4 and 5, €1,000 for children aged between 6 and 11, and €3,000 for those aged 12 to 25. In international news, around 100 school children kidnapped from a Catholic school in Nigeria last month were handed over to state officials today, according to the AFP. The children, many wearing football jerseys and girls in long robes, were driven to the Niger State Government House in white buses escorted by a dozen military vans and armored vehicles. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has ordered his cabinet to craft a roadmap to reduce dependence on fossil fuels, following a promise the country made as host of the United Nations climate talks last month. He had tried to broker a global deal to phase out oil, gas and coal at the COP30 talks, but was stymied by opposition from producers as Saudi Arabia, Iran and Russia. And in sport, Formula One, and despite ending the final race of the season in third position, Lando Norris yesterday claimed his maiden Formula One World Drivers title in Abu Dhabi, ending Max Verstappen's four-year reign by 2 points. Verstappen won the race, with Oscar Piastri coming second, meaning Norris won the championships by the smallest of margins. And finally, Club Brugge have announced that it is parting ways with coach Nick Hayen and replacing him with former coach Ivan Lecko 2 days before hosting Arsenal in the Champions League, following a run of poor results from the Belgian club. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and after this rather dull and dreary day, the evening and night will remain overcast but should at least stay dry. Temperatures dropping to around 8 degrees overnight. There may be some fog around in the morning, and even after this dissipates, the sky will be covered. Tomorrow should keep dry though, and we may see some sun from time to time.